Choose my PCC, candidates for the Durham Police Force Area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page 2, Joy Allen, Labour and Cooperative Party, page 4, Nigel Frederick Boddy, Liberal Democrat, page 6, Robert Potts, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page 8, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Durham, page 10. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Page 2, on 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. Page 3, PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Durham Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 03001311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommissionsion.org.uk/voting/and/elections. Joy Allen. Page 4, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I was born and raised in County Durham and it's been the honour of my life to serve as your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, for the last 3 years. My priority during that time has been standing up for our communities, putting police back on the street and tackling the issues that matter most to you. I am standing for re-election on a record of delivery. Over the last 3 years, I have increased police numbers on our streets, decreased antisocial behavior by 26% and invested in cool handling. If re-elected, I will put more police on the street. Under my leadership as PCC, Durham Constabulary now has the highest number of officers since the Tory austerity cuts resulted in police numbers being cut by 27%, 408 officers. I will continue to push for more officers so I can return numbers to 2010 levels. Prevent crime. Page 5. I want to do all I can to prevent crime occurring in the first place. I will invest in neighborhood policing that is visible and accessible and embed a prevention-first culture both in my office and the force. Protect communities and victims. I will put the needs of victims of crime and antisocial behavior at the center of everything I do, improving how the force protects the public and supports vulnerable victims and witnesses. Relentlessly pursue criminals. I'll make sure our officers have the resources they need to detect crime, identify and target offenders and bring them to justice. Put your priorities first. I'll continue to tackle your priorities: antisocial behavior, drug use and drug dealing, road safety, cool handling and off-road bikes. Prepared by Audrey Lane of 100 Hatfield Place, Peter Early, SR85TD. Contact details. Website, https://joy4durhampcc.com. Email, joy4durhampcc@outlook.com. Facebook, facebook.com/joy4durhampcc. Twitter, twitter.com/pccjoyallen. Nigel Frederick Boddy. Page 6, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. We deserve better from policing in Durham. Whether it's spending hours on hold to 101, or the fact that only 11% of burglaries in Durham and Darlington were solved between October 2022 to September 2023, residents in Durham and Darlington deserve better. I will be a police and crime commissioner who isn't afraid to get stuck in across County Durham and Darlington. You won't find me behind a desk, but out and about with our hard-working police officers, working to tackle the important issues that actually matter to residents. As a professional solicitor, I have spent a lot of time with the police seeing the best, and sadly the worst of our area. I know our criminal justice system like the back of my hand and I know what we need to do to get this broken system working again. Page 7, to make residents feel safe. We need to address poverty and work with young people at risk of being drawn into antisocial and criminal behavior. We need our police to be valued and trusted, and to spend more of their time on crime and its prevention, to build a strong and caring society. And we need to listen more to residents and victims of crime and ensure we respond to their priorities too. If you elect me on May 2nd, I will be a police and crime commissioner who listens to you, who you see out and about and who is ready to tackle crime at its roots. Place your trust in me. Vote Liberal Democrat on May 2nd. The election address has been produced by Tom Campion. Published and promoted by Tom Campion on the behalf of Nigel Boddy, Liberal Democrat, both at For Witney Court, Greencroft Close, Darlington, DL38JG. Contact details. Website, https://www.northastlibdems.org.uk. Robert Potts. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election statement. Robert Potts is standing to be your police and crime commissioner for Durham and Darlington to put more police on your streets and keep your families safe. After a career in the army, serving in the First Gulf War, Germany, Belize and the Falklands, Rob joined Durham Constabulary as a police officer where he served as a custody sergeant, working at stations in Bishop Auckland, Peterlee, Darlington and Durham. Rob knows how policing works, and he knows how to get Durham's force working again. As your police and crime commissioner, Rob will put more police on your streets by cutting wasteful spending on vanity projects and shrinking the size of the PCC's office. Keep your local police station open and invest in neighborhood policing, because local cops get the best results. Page 9. Fix a broken 101 system to ensure that crimes can be reported and every incident gets a thorough response. Crack down on the illegal use of off-road bikes by expanding the task force responsible for getting irresponsible riders off our streets. Increase evening patrols and invest in additional resources to target known antisocial behavior hotspots. Restore pride, integrity, transparency and accountability to improve the reputation of Durham Constabulary and make the force he was honored to serve in fit for purpose once again. Review the £24.9 million White Elephant custody suite currently sitting empty in Spennymoor. On Thursday 2nd of May, vote Robert Potts for more police and safer streets. This message was prepared by James Peter Middleton on behalf of Robert Potts, both of Campaign Centre, 3 Bob Hardesty Drive, Bishop Auckland, DL147TL. Contact details. Website, https://www.robertpotts.co.uk/. Email, info@robertpotts.co.uk. Facebook, https://facebook.com/rob4pcc. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Durham. Page 10. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Durham. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Durham on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Allen, Joy, Labour and Cooperative Party. Boddy, Nigel Frederick, Liberal Democrat. Potts, Robert, Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. I can be contacted at John Hewitt, County Hall, Durham, DH15UL. Email, john.hewitt@durham.gov.uk. Telephone, 03000-268062. Web, https://durham.gov.uk.